This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Park City, Utah, the search resumes today for more victims of Friday's avalanche. One body was found yesterday, and at least four other skiers are believed to be buried under tons of snow. In Colorado, more than 5 feet of snow have fallen over the last 2 weeks on Aspen Highlands Mountain. That snow, combined with strong winds, has made avalanche conditions the most dangerous there since 1996. Andre Lee from Aspen Public Radio has more.
At the top of Aspen Highlands, ski patrollers toss palm-sized orange canisters over a ridge into steep, snowy terrain.
3, 2, 1.
They're explosives, and they're meant to trigger avalanches. Max Smith is the patrol director at Aspen Highlands. He's been getting up at the crack of dawn since the storms began to do snow control.
We went through as many charges yesterday as we have done in some full seasons.
The danger of spontaneous avalanches is higher these days than in the last 8 years. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center in Boulder reports over 400 avalanches in the last week. Normally, Colorado sees just 2,000 in an entire winter.
It's gotten to the point that people just can't count them anymore.
Scott Topfer is an avalanche forecaster with the CAIC. He calls 400 mind-boggling.
We just keep getting storm after storm after storm with a little relief in between, and we're at the cusp of some pretty big avalanche cycles.
Avalanches happen when gravity, pulling downhill, manages to break the bonds between snow grains. This year, early season snow in Colorado had a chance to dry out and ball up during an almost snowless December. It settled into a loose, unstable base that is too weak to support the heavy snows of the past week. The real danger is to skiers like Dick Jackson. He's a backcountry ski guide in Aspen. With these conditions, he'd rather stick to flat ground.
You cannot be on low-angle terrain with any steep terrain around you. There's this potential for what we call a remote trigger, which means that your presence could cause an avalanche someplace else, not just exactly where you are.
When the snow takes off, it's like a tidal wave, collecting trees, rocks, and humans as it goes. Scott Topfer of the Avalanche Information Center says being caught in an avalanche is like being in the agitator cycle of a washing machine.
You're just ragdolled with absolutely no control over what you do and where you end up. Maybe one ski goes down, one ski goes up, and suddenly you're no longer in control. You're suddenly in a position where it's strictly a matter of luck whether you survive this.
Luck and time. Mountain Rescue Aspen is a volunteer organization that helps search for avalanche victims. President Hugh Zucker says a person buried in an avalanche has only a 50% chance of survival after just 20 minutes.
People have survived an avalanche for hours, but what happens is when the snow is around you, you're cemented. You can't move at all, not even a finger. And even though there's lots of air in the snow, when you breathe out, eventually you form an ice shield over your face and you start breathing your own CO2, so you'll suffocate.
Colorado has the highest number of avalanche deaths in the country. Last year, 3 people died. Only one avalanche death has been reported in the state so far this winter. Diehard backcountry trailblazer Dick Jackson doesn't want to be the next. He has no plans to guide any steep-angle backcountry trips until conditions improve.
When we are dealing with this high to extreme danger that we have right now, it's time to just basically leave it alone and let things settle down.
That should take at least a few days, provided the weather cooperates. At that point, the powder should be great. For NPR News, I'm Andre Lee in Aspen.